KWVA Eugene.
Hello, Mr. Radio, your friendly station. So glad of your company, your morning music. My wife, she ran away, she left our home. I'm on my own. Hello, Mr. Radio, your friendly speaker. You played my request today, request to see her. Your voice comes right in. You close.
Denver Dry Goods Company, the store that takes pride in quality.
Shopping at the Denver makes good sense, where Denver shops with confidence.
Quality merchandise, free delivery, courteous service, dependability. You will get a satisfaction guarantee at the Denver Dry Goods Company.
Right, it's Mark, Gary, and Gary hanging with you.
Good morning.
The Mark, Hi. Gary, and Gary show here on KWVA. Yep.
Yep.
This is a light show. You know, we like to do things like give recipes and talk about celebrity gossip and
possible deaths.
Guys, you know, what is your reaction to the death of William Shatner?
I am absolutely devastated. He was my hero.
Yeah, he was. He was probably the best actor that ever existed ever. In the world.
It was such a pleasure to watch him act.
If you ever get a chance to see Taxi, not the TV show, but the song that we played to start the show off with, just the passion in his face, the way he screws his eyes up when he's sad, the way he's so relaxed when he's talking about being stoned, he's the consummate actor.
You can really see the acting.
Indeed. And we did have one naysayer in the audience, a lovely woman that did call up and try to refute that William Shatner was dead, but we have not heard.
Well, Lane of the wonderful Lane and Kara show also said that he had something called internet and couldn't find anything on there.
It shows you how backwards the internet is, because we really are plugged in here. But enough about the death of William Shatner. Let's talk about what we heard here on The Hangover. We heard this stuff. What is this junk you brought in? Genuine Electric Love, Latin Love Machine. Is this a Perry Kingsley? Oh, no. Richard Heyman. Not to be confused with Richard Hyman.
Right.
Okay? And that's a whole other subject, because a guy named Dick Hyman, I could go in a million different directions with that word. But anyways, we're listening to The Peanut Vendor by Richard Heyman from the Genuine Electric Latin Love. With ya. And we're also with ya with ELO and...
You Betcha.
You Betcha. Mr. Radio.
That was Take 9.
Take 9, by the way. Before that, we heard Neil Norman's bad version of Star Trek and Count Prince Miller doing Mule Train. Yes. So, guys, that lovely caller also alluded to the fact that today is the anniversary, speaking of death, right?
Yes, of Woodstock. Oh, you mean the other guy.
That guy named Elvis Presley died today.
27 years ago.
Yes. 27 years ago, Elvis Presley died. And
if you believe that he's dead.
I'm very excited because this caller wanted to know if I could play some Elvis, and we just found a rare Elvis Presley track that's never been heard before. So, coming to you courtesy of The Hangover.
In a little cottage up near Martha's Vineyard, one night a party was going on. A senator asked a girl named Mary Jo if he could drive her home. As they rolled along down near the seashore, the big old wheels, they sang a song. They sang a song of tragedy, a song of destiny, a song of eternity for the girl named Mary Jo. Somehow he missed a turn along the road's narrow edge, and the car ran off the Chappaquiddick Bridge.
We all will remember the night they ran off of the bridge. They found Mary's body the next morning where she had drowned. Why did he wait all night to tell of his plight? Was he in a state of shock or emotionally wound up tight? They sang a song of tragedy, a song of destiny, a song of eternity for the girl named Mary Jo. Somehow he missed a turn along the road's narrow aid, and the car ran off the chapel pretty grave. Had he been in Smokeville Room with advisors planning schemes so his career would not be split by this fateful wave? A lot of things went untold, but someday they could unfold about the night the car ran off the chapel of Quiddy Creek. They sang a song of tragedy, a song of destiny, a song of eternity for the girl named Mary Jo. Somehow he missed a turn along the road's narrow edge, and the car ran off the chapel of Quiddy Creek. Yes, the car ran off the chapel of Quiddy Creek.
A motorcycle has two wheels and handlebars to steer it. It's fun to drive, and when you drive, everyone can hear it. Yeah.
I love it, man. It's the greatest.
Let's climb on our motorcycle and stand up with legs apart. Something like climbing on a bicycle.
Now, let's start the motorcycle by lifting our right foot high in the air and bringing it down to the floor with a stomp. Do this a few times, cat, until your motorcycle starts.
Now we're ready to go. Hold the handlebars tight and steer with them. Turn your right hand from one side to the other. This will give our motorcycle a gas to make us go slow or fast.
Wow! We started off on a bumpy, lumpy road, and we're bumping up and down as if we're on a pogo stick.
Hold on tight and press down the brake with your left foot and squeeze the handbrake with your right hand. We're coming to a red light, and a red light means stop.
Green light, green light. What's wrong? Our motorcycle is stalled and we have to start all over again. So lift your right foot up in the air and bring it down to the floor with a stomp. There, we're ready to go again.
This is a smooth road, but so full of twists and turns. We have to lean our bodies as far as we can to one side, then to the other side, and again to one side, so far that people think we will fall. But our spinning wheels keep us in perfect balance.
Here comes another red light, Cat. Put on the brakes, left foot down and right hand squeeze.
Green light. Now the road is straight and smooth. So stand up on the seat of your motorcycle and do fancy tricks. Stand on one foot, spread your arms and bow. Now bow backwards.
Look out! We're off the road and heading right for a little lake. Nothing we can do but keep bowing and smiling. It might help if we swim a bit.
Dry us off. Let's head for a home and drive right into our garage. There. Through the door and over the floor and up the wall and across the ceiling and
down the wall and over the floor and up the wall and across the ceiling.
1, 2, 3, 4! The Camaro will drive you absolutely mad.
Take the new Modbod.
The fantastic Modbod by Fisher.
Low slung, wide stance Camaro.
Bucket seats, hideaway headlights, rally strides.
Drive yourself mod.
The Camaro will drive you absolutely mod.
Go to Chevy, go sell yourself.
We just heard a bunch of stuff about cars. We're listening to Neil Norman. I figured I'd give this record one more shot before I throw it out the window. Neil Norman doing the theme to Godzilla. That makes no sense. We heard the Turtles doing the Camaro commercial. Bruce Hack.
Hawk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hawk as in hawker.
Hawk. Like hock-a-loogie?
Like hawk, yeah, like a hawker.
Like hawk and oyster?
Exactly.
All right, Bruce Hawk and Miss Nelson doing Motorcycle Ride. And we started out with Sally Fields. That's dedicated to you, Frog. Who needs wings? Oh, and a rare Elvis track. Elvis did a song about Chappaquiddick called The Chappaquiddick Bridge. That's dedicated to you, Dead Elvis. You're listening to the Sunday Morning Hangover here on KWVA on the River Martine. We got Gary and Gary here.
Hello. I am Gary.
I'm Gary, too.
Not to be confused with the three Garys that we were talking about yesterday.
Or Daryl and Daryl.
Or Daryl and Daryl. But seriously, folks, we're kind of anxiously awaiting word from our listeners about the death of William Shatner. If anybody has any more information, you can call me here at the studio and we'll... pass it on. I'm not sure if he's dead or alive. Where are we going? We were celebrating Woodstock, weren't
Woodstock.
We, guys?
Woodstock.
Yeah, we're having some mudsliding going on in here.
Now, Gary Mollica.
And Gary Hobisch took off all his clothes and is screaming, no rain.
And you are so lucky this is radio and not television.
What is it, the 60th anniversary of Woodstock?
75th.
75th anniversary of Woodstock, everybody.
Yeah.
And I was there. I was there. I was the guy in the movie that took his clothes off, yeah.
Which one? Were you the boy or the girl?
Now, Gary Mollica, where were you when Woodstock was happening?
I was in, let me see, 1969. I was getting ready to start high school.
Yeah.
I do remember, though, there was a disc jockey that I used to listen to on Yale's radio station, WYBC, who actually went to Woodstock. And he left early. I called him up, and he said, yeah, it really stunk. There was all kinds of mud. And he watched the guy that fell off of the light scaffolding. And
did he see the baby getting born also?
But he was telling me how terrible it was. And all of a sudden, all of the news about how wonderful Woodstock was, he said, oh, yeah, it was so great. It was community, and we all hung together.
Now, Gary Hobisch, where were you when Woodstock was happening?
I was actually in high school, and I almost went to day 3, and if...
But you wouldn't have been able to get
there.
If any
of my friends from high school are there, you know I'm telling the truth.
Yep.
Because day 3 featured, in the words of one of my favorite DJs, Scott Muni at WNEW-FM.
Hi. Mountain, Quill, Santana, yeah. And the Who.
Well, you want to know where I was during Woodstock? I was in my bedroom at Penn Common in Milford, Connecticut, listening to the Absolutely Live Doors album.
Your favorite album.
One of my favorite double albums of all time. So in honor of being stuck at home while all the rest of the kids were going to Woodstock, here's France Gall doing Hippie Hippie.
Gypsy on my own. I'll stay a week and get the crabs and take a bite. bus back home. I'm really just a phony, but forgive me cause I'm stoned. Every town must have a place where phony hippies meet. Psychedelic dungeons popping up on every street. Go to San Francisco. How I love you, how I love you, how I love you, Frisco. How I love you, how I love you, how I love you, how I love you. Oh, my hair is getting good in the back. Every town must have a place where phony hippies meet. Psychedelic dungeons popping up on every street. Go to San Francisco.
Hotcha. First I'll buy some beads. Then perhaps a leather band to go around my head, some feathers and bells, and a book of Indian lore. I will ask the Chamber of Commerce how to get to Haight Street and smoke an awful lot of dope. I will wander around barefoot. I will have a psychedelic gleam in my eye at all times. I will love everyone. I will love the police as they pick me on the street. I will sleep. I will go to a house. That's what I will do. I will go to a house where there's a rock and roll band, because the groups all live together. And I will join a rock and roll band. I will be their road manager. And I will stay there with them, and I will get the crabs, but I won't care.
Now, Reed, you don't know what we went through to try to find that track by Frank Zappa, Who Needs the Peace Corps. That was in honor of the 90th anniversary of the Woodstock celebration.
Woodstock Nation.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on.
The Woodstock Nation, if
that's
you
right.
Please.
And we are all members of the Woodstock Nation in many ways, aren't we?
Well,
we
some
are.
Ways.
Yeah. And speaking of Woodstock Nation, we're going to talk about where some of the members of the Woodstock Nation ended up. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to read out of the great Oregon Daily Emerald this week's City Crime Police Blotter. All right. Pardon me. 17 loud noise incidents. Okay. Incident. Loud noise. Bushnell Lane, Saturday, 5:55 a.m. A caller reported that a neighbor's rooster had been crowing all morning, which is said to be an ongoing issue. All right. Incident. Kincaid Street. Disorderly subject. Saturday, August 8th, 11:08 a.m. A caller hiding in a van outside of his own home said a man who appeared to be on drugs was sitting on his porch, blocking the caller from entering. And my favorite, well, I'm going to have you read this one. The last one.
This just in? Indecent, disorderly subject. Location, Willamette Street and West 7th Avenue. Time, Saturday, August 8th at 11:36. This is one of our cherished members of the Woodstock Nation. Description, an intoxicated couple were found outside the Rock and Rodeo with their baby. The mother appeared to be lying in a fetal position on the sidewalk while the father... unable to stand upright, was trying to feed the baby. Shortly after, the man was said to take off his wig.
Hold on, you read it.
I can't.
Shortly after, the man was said to take off his wig and dance on the sidewalk, leaving his baby crying.
Atención. A golpear con las palmas de las manos y a bailar este ritmo que se llama twist. Bien, es el twist.
Bailemos twist, otra vez así contigo y seré feliz. Contigo siempre quiero yo bailar así.
bacio me, I bacio you, and everything goes crazy. Va, va, bacio me, bambino, va, va, bo, bo, boco piccolino, when you kiss me, and I'ma kiss you, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-loo. Va, va, bacio me, my baby, va, va, bo, bo, just say yes and maybe if you squeeze me, and I'ma squeeze you, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-loo. Be-oo, bye-oh, be-oo, boo, won't you bacio, bacio me? Be-oo, bye-oh, be-oo, boo, when you bacio me, I bacio you, and everything goes crazy. Ba, ba, bacio me, bambino, ba, ba, bo, bo, boca piccolino, and then we will raise a great big family. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-lee. Bacio me, I bacio you, and everything goes crazy. Ba, ba, bacio me, my baby, ba, ba, bo, bo. Just say yes and maybe if you squeeze me, and I'ma squeeze you. Tra la 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 loo. Be you, bye, oh, be you, boo. Won't you bacio, bacio me, kiss me. Be you, bye, oh, be you, boo. When you bacio me, I bacio you. Come on, you kiss me, eh? Ba. Ba, bacio mi bambino, ba, ba, bo, bo, boco piccolino, and then we will raise a great big family. Tra la 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 la, be you bye, oh, be you boo, bacio mi bambino, bacio mi. That's nice.
We're still kind of following the death of William Shatner rumors. However, we heard a great story from Brother Love. He called in and said that Bob Dylan was doing a show in New Jersey. He was walking down the street and the police pulled him over because he looked like a mook. And they said, "Who are you?" And he said, "I'm Bob Dylan." And they did not know who Bob Dylan was.
His story is wrong. This was just posted by A.J. Weberman on Facebook that Bob had been wandering around. He was touring New Jersey. And he decided he needed to have a walk by himself. And he was at a house that was for sale, and somebody called the police on him. And they found this guy who was wearing a black track suit or something like that, looking pretty wet because it was raining on. And
apparently the officer was like 16 years old and didn't recognize him.
Yeah, she said that she asked who he was, and he said he was Bob Dylan. It said, "I saw pictures of Bob Dylan from years ago, and he didn't look like that." So she brought him to the station, and they said, "Well, where are you?" So, "My tour buses are all over there." They're going, "Oh, yeah, right." She turned him over to the sergeant. They drove up out to where he said there was, and there was a ton of tour buses with his name on it. And they had somebody show the police his passport, so he was not arrested.
Well, I knew there was a reason why I brought you, Gary Mollica, into the studio to fill in the blanks from Brother Love's story about why Bob Dylan got arrested.
Because Bob looked like a mook.
As you know, I killed Bob Dylan a few years ago here on The Hangover.
I thought Shatner did it.
No.
No, that's today.
Just to recap, this is the Sunday Morning Hangover, KWVA. We're listening to The Dead Les Paul. We're discussing the dead William Shatner. It's also the death of Elvis anniversary, and Woodstock died 80 years ago today.
Which was the death of music.
Which was the death of music. R.I.P. Jim Dickinson, R.I.P. Billy Lee Riley. And this.
We also didn't say, I don't think we have anything, but R.I.P. Marmaduke.
Marmaduke. And we're going to also play another Marmaduke the dog?
Yeah, the one who used to bark with the New Riders of the Purple Sage.
Oh, okay. And the guy from the New Riders of Purple Sage died, too.
That's what I just said.
That's Marmaduke.
Oh, that's Marmaduke? I thought you were talking about a dog. See, yeah. I never followed then, except for Panama Red. Let's play a record by another dead person, shall we?
Surely.
Let's. Okay, and this guy's death was overshadowed by the death of Michael Jackson. This guy's name was Richard Marsh.
Oh, Little Richie Marsh.
Little Richie Marsh, yes. And he was totally horrible, really horrible singer, really terrible teenage lullabies. But this man turned into a superstar, turned into a man known as Sky Saxon of the Seeds. We're going to play for you early Sky Saxon, Little Richie Marsh singing his...
As opposed to Little Peggy Marsh.
His farewell song called Goodbye.
Once I had a girl, she broke my heart in two. Now she said she needs me, but I'm coming home to you. So goodbye. It's only for a little while. I got to go to her. Now that she's crying. Goodbye. It's only for a little while. I got to go to her. Now that she needs. She called me a fool, but now she's so lonely and blue. I bet she got a broken heart too. So goodbye, farewell. Well, I'll be back, cause you know that I want only you and those things.
You know, that was absolutely horrible. Sky Saxon's early stuff. Do you guys want to hear another one by Sky Saxon?
Is Sky Saxon still dead?
Yeah, he's still dead. Do you want to hear him doing a song called Do the Swim?
Yes.
All right, Sky Saxon of the Seeds, when he was known as Little Richie Marsh, everybody.
You say your mom, Paul, wouldn't let you do that twist. The whole gully, mashed potatoes, and a monkey you miss. So little girl, let me show you how to do that swim. Come on, baby, gonna do the swim. Come on, baby, the water is fine. Yeah, yeah, it's swimming time. Take your hands above your head. Come on, girl, gonna be like it. Come on, baby, give a little swish. Shake your fingers just like a fish. Move your hands up back and forth. That's it, now do it some more. Yeah, girl, you're looking fine. Ooh, it's swimming time. Come on, baby, let's go upstream. And take a dive like a submarine. Come on, girl, I do the backstroke. You got it good and the last no joke. I'm like a submarine. Come on, girl, I'll do the back soul. You got it good, it'll last no joke. Yeah,
Now, now is the time for loving me. Now, 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 now. Now, now is the time for loving me. Now, 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 now. It's the time now for loving me, baby. It's the now time for pleasing me. Oh, baby, tease me in the morning. That's the right time. But seize me in the night, cause I'm ready for love. And I know it's for me. And I finally see just how full life can be. Now's the time for me. Now, now is the time for loving me. Now, 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 now. Now, now is the time for loving me. Now, 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 now. It's the time now for kissing me, baby. It's the now time to smother me. Oh, baby, mother me in the morning. That's the right time, but cover me in the night, cause I'm ready for love. And I know it's for me, and I finally see just how full life can be. Now's the time for me. Now, now is the time for love and me. Now, 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 now. Now, now is the time for love and me. Now, 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 now. It's the time now for never let going. It's the now time. Showing me, oh baby, you and me can get grooving in the night time. So move me when it's right, cause I'm ready for love. And I know it's for me, and I finally see just how full life can be. Now's the time for me. Now, now's the time for loving me. Now, 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 now. Now, now's the time for loving me. Now, 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 now. Now, now is the time for loving me. Now, 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 now.
Guys, we are so excited. We're having another party. We had a party at the Mark Time House last night. We're having another one tonight at 10 o'clock when Mad Men comes on. Season 3, Episode 1 of Mad Men. Are you guys excited?
We're excited.
Yeah. Do you want to hear what happens?
No.
Okay, it takes place.
I don't even want to hear what happens at 10 o'clock tonight.
Okay, they're still in they're in early 1963, okay? And Don Draper's wife, what's her name?
Blondie
has her baby. Okay, she's having her baby, and it
what
turns out
what a lovely way to tell him that she loves him.
And it turns out that yes, the British firm did buy Sterling Cooper, and also that
I don't have to watch it now. Neither does anybody listening to this show. That's why they call Mark the spoiler.
The spoiler. You want to hear some more
about Shatner in this one?
Oh, that's right. You know, we're still kind of trying to nail that story down about William Shatner. Somebody called earlier and said that William Shatner had died overnight. If you heard anything about that, please give a call here to the station,
346-0645. The trouble with my baby is he got a hunger all the time. But I'm not the trouble with my baby. But ain't that a lot of fun? The trouble with my baby is he got a lover all the time. But I'm not the trouble with my baby. But ain't that a lot of fun? A squeeze up the way she wants it. A bother the way she says it. A kisser for all the truth. But I don't care, cause that's what I like to do. But the trouble with my baby is you gotta kiss her all the time. But I'm not the trouble with my baby. But ain't that a lot of fun? A squeeze up the
she wants it. Or a bother the way she says it. A kisser will call it through. But I don't care, cause that's what I love to do. But the trouble with my baby is you gotta love her all the time. That's the trouble with my baby. But ain't that a lot of fun? That's the trouble with my baby. But it sure is a lot of fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Sky Saxon of the Seeds with Trouble With My Baby here on KWVA Eugene.
But it said Little Richie Marsh.
Der Computer, Nummer 3, sucht für mich den richtigen Boy. Und die Liebe ist garantiert für beide dabei. Der Computer.
Kragen 39, Schuhgröße 46, Stopp.
Der Computer Nummer 3 sucht für mich den richtigen Boy. Und die Liebe ist garantiert für beide dabei. Lange war ich einsam, heute bin ich verliebt. Und nur darum ist das so, weil er die Technik. Der Computer Nummer 3 sucht für mich den richtigen Boy. Und die Liebe ist garantiert für beide dabei. Der Computer.
Vertreter, Kennzeichen, Geld wie Heu.
Oh, der Computer Nummer 3 sucht für mich den richtigen Boy. Und die Liebe ist garantiert für beide dabei.
Go to join a psychedelic band. I'm going up to Frisco to join a psychedelic band. Hey, Pop, where you going with that button on your shirt? Hey, Pop, where you going with that button on your shirt? I'm going to the love end to sit and play my bongos in the dirt. I'm going to love you. Yeah.
to the shrink so he can help me be a nervous wreck.
Boy, this is really exciting. I'm making a lot of money. I can't really wait until our record comes out. I'm telling you, I'm going to buy it. We'll all be rich and famous. When my royalty check comes, I think I'm going to buy a Mustang. No, I think I'll get a Corvette. No, I think I'll get a Harley Davidson. No, I don't think I'll buy any of those cars. I think what I will do is I will buy a boat. I'm going to be a little bit what's a girl like you doing in a place like this? I'm from a rock and roll band. I think we should... Is the song over?
And the show is over. This has been another wonderful Sunday morning hangover here on KWVA with my good friends Gary and Gary. Gary Mollica, Gary Hobisch.
Hey, nice. Was there confirmation about...
Shatner?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sweet Twisted Sister called up, and she heard that Shatner was in the middle of going to the bathroom.
Doing the Valsalvo maneuver?
Right, and that he had a massive heart attack and died. But this is unsubstantiated. It's easy for me to say with a hangover. So if anybody has any news about the death of William Shatner, please call the next DJ, a guy named Mike. And
she doesn't look like her name is Mike.
Oh, what?
I'm filling in for Mike.
What's your name?
Liz.
Liz is going to be filling in. And Liz, could you do me a favor and keep your eye on the death of William Shatner?
Absolutely.
Rumors that are floating around KWVA here. KWVA Eugene. See, I got the legal ID, and I think we could do it like 3 minutes before. But anyhow, in honor of the late William Shatner, we're going to play one of his favorite songs. It's been great. This is the Reverend Mark Time Sunday Morning Hangover signing out.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour. 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high. As a kite by then. Oh, I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. Such a time. And I think it's going to be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me back again to find I'm not the man they think I am back home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket Man, burning out his fumes out here, alone. I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown bring me round again and find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, 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 I'm a Rocket Man. Rocket Man. Burning out his fuse out here alone. Mars ain't the kind of place to raise a kid. In fact, it's cold as hell. And there's no one there to raise him. If you did,
just a job. 5 days a week. Rocket man. A rocket man. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me around again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out his fuse out here. Hello. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am. Oh, oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse out here alone. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be